Tomorrow, Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet, 6, 4, and one more on this Estan Zon and Mechir Kelev idea. So the Mishnah here says, Nasan lak safim, if the Zon was paid not with a sheep, but with actual money, or for that matter, the purchase of a dog with actual money. Hare elu mutarim, those monies are permitted to purchase a sheep and then bring the sheep as a korban. The issue simply is the sheep itself. However, Yenos shemanum uslasos, if what was given for the dog, or for the matter for the wages of the zona, were wines or oils or flour, the kind of things that could be used for menachos, nesachim, v'chol davar shekeyotze bo, karav al-gabi ha-mizbeach, and everything that goes in the mizbeach, meaning also you have the lavona, the frankincense, the wood for the pyre, the salt, the incense, all those things, usur. If a person gave a woman any of those things, or purchased a dog, any of those things can't be brought as korbanos. Pasuk says, l'chol neder, whatever would be volunteered, which includes those things. Now, nasan la mukdashim hare elu mutarim. If what's given is already pre-consecrated, then they're permitted to be used. Meaning, if one had set aside an animal, a sheep, to be an ola, and then he used that consecrated animal to pay the wages of the zona or to purchase a dog, so then that animal still can be brought as a korban. It's too late. You can't now invalidate it. Now, that is pretty obvious, actually, and nothing to do with mukdashin necessarily, because if I pay for the purchase of a dog by stealing your sheep, that can't make your sheep forbidden, because it wasn't mine to invalidate. So that's the same with mukdashim. Things that are consecrated don't belong to the owner anymore. They belong to Gavoa, to Hashem, so to speak. So, of course, a person can't use that for wages and make it invalid. However, the Mishnah is going to add something else, which is that you might have a different thought, which has got to do with the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach, even though a person sets aside, you know, says, this sheep will be my Korban Pesach, he still has an economic right in it, because he gets to choose who is manui, who is like on the register to participate in eating that korban. That's like a financial asset. In other words, I could say, listen, I'll sell you, if you give me your dog, I will let you join in my Pesach Seder and eat my korban Pesach. That's like an economic value. So see, the owner of the korban Pesach, even though he's consecrated it, has some economic rights. And therefore, you might have thought, well, if those economic rights are sold in the Pesach becomes invalid. So this drasha here of l'chol neder teaches you not that way, because l'chol neder means things which you volunteer, not some which is nadur, already pre-committed, pre-consecrated, pre-consecrated as the korban Pesach in this case. Now, says Mishnah further, ofos, as for birds, hare elu asurin, they're also included in this restriction, meaning if a person trades birds for a dog, those birds can't be used for olas of or, you know, chatas of. And that's straightforward enough. You would say, well, why do I need to know that? The answer is, why would I think otherwise? Because why should a bird be different than a mincha or a zevach? The answer is, there is a logic that you might have thought, which is flawed logic. It's a kol v'chomer. And this is the Mishnah speaks it out here. The logic is, shahaya badin. There is an argument to be made as follows. Ma im mukdashim shahamum posel behem ein esnanu v'chir chalehem, if you have a consecrated sheep. So we said that how resistant is it to invalidation? Well, if it gets a cataract, it becomes invalid. But that's a more powerful invalidation, because if it doesn't have a cataract and just simply use it to the already pre-consecrated animal to purchase a dog, it's not invalidated. So ofos she'enamon posel behem, look, birds seem to be even more resistant to invalidation, because a bird which is consecrated, if it gets a cataract, it doesn't become invalid. The rules for blemishes with birds is much more lenient. It's basically, if you can't see it from a distance, it's not blemished. So you see, birds are more resistant to invalidation. So eno badin, doesn't it follow logically? Shalo yehe esnan umechir chalein, doesn't it stand to reason that they should be resistant from being invalidated by being used as a wages for the zona and purchase for a dog? Talmud lomar lachol neder lahavi esaof. We see here then answers that would make sense, but no, the word kol and the word kol neder comes to include everything that's volunteered, even birds. So birds too, if they're used, unconsecrated birds that are used to purchase dogs or pay for zona services, are also forbidden to be used as korbanos.